say to Lamuchama Alevecha, you go out to war against your enemy, so the Ksav Sofer asks a question over here. Why does it say Kiseitze Lamuchama Alevecha? You'll go out to war. I could have just said Kisi Lachem in my Vecha. When you wage war against your enemy, what does this Kiseitze Lamuchama Alevecha? So the Ksav Sofer says, in the Sfar Magdoshim, it says that this pasuk Kiseitze Lamuchama Alevecha is not just talking about a regular war. It's being meramis to the Melchama against the Yetzirah. The Gemara says in the Sechta Sukkot Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis that the Yetzirah of a person is Mitzgabra Lo B'chol Yoyim. V'ilmolein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not help him, Eino Yocholoi, he would not be able to fight against him. Because a person is not B'chayat, the Yetzirah is a Malach. The Yetzirah is a spiritual Kayak. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Racham HaShemayim, there's no way in the world that we could fight against him. That's why it says over here, not Kisi Lachem. You can't wage a war against the Yetzirah yourself. Kiseitze Lamelchama. You have to make the initial. If you're going to make the initial step, then when the Son of Hashem will catch you. But Kisi Lachem, that you're waging the war, man the Kashmei. It's not Shayat that you should wage the war. You can only do the Kiseitze. And after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Siyata Dishmai. I mentioned in the past, the Gemara says that Yudan Nosi had a Talmud by the name of Flima. He was a Talmud. So Flima used to say every day, Giro be'ena de Satan, an arrow into the eye of the Satan, as if to say, I defy the Satan, you know, I'll fight against him. So the Satan didn't take too kindly to this. So one day it was Erev Yom Kippur, and the Satan got dressed up, he disguised himself as an oni by the door. Please help me, please, I need. So he opened the door and they gave him some food. So he says, everybody else today is eating on the inside and have to be outside the door. So they invited him and he sat on the outside. Everybody else is sitting by the table and have to be away from the table. So they put him at the end of the table. Everybody else is sitting closer up and have to be here. They put him Amish right next to Flima. Once he was sitting next to Flima, he started doing Mises Achim. You know, like very things that are unbecoming of a regular Baal Derech Eretz. So Flima gave him a dirty look, what are you doing? And he made like he was Nifter. And the word went out that Flima killed someone. So the police started running after him. Flima ran away, and the Sultan starts running after him and chasing after him. And the faster he ran, Flima was the Yetzirah was chasing after him. So finally he caught up with him. So he says, who are you? What do you want from me? He says, I'm the Yetzirah. She says, what do you want from me? So he says, why do you say every day, Gira Be'ena de Satan, like you defy me? You see, you can't have Kayak against me. She says, what then should I say? Hashem Yazreini Midei HaSatan. This is what you should say. So Yisrael Salanta says, I'm moving to Kipshat in this Gemara. So what was this whole business of the Yitzhar being an Ani on the outside? So he says, that the Gemara is telling us how the Yitzhar functions. He starts on the outside. He says, let me in just a little bit. Let me in just a little bit. You let him in a little bit. He says, everybody else is all there, and I'm still. You let him in a little bit, invite until his mom is next to you, and then you see the Mia's kite when it's too late. When he's sitting, mom's right next to you, and his mom's got to you. And then you try running away from him, and he runs after you. So what should I say? You should say, Hashem should help me from the hands of the Satan. You can't fight against the Satan. And that's the part of the Ksav Sefer over here. You could only do a Kiseitze. So I saw in the Sefer, Yechi Ruven, from one of the Darshanim, Ruven Karelenstein, the Chetzal of the Bracha, he said, what is talking this Kiseitze? So practically speaking, what is this Kiseitze that we are supposed to do? So he brings down on the Pasik, La Pesach Hatas Reivetz, Kodesh Baruch Hu, said La Pesach Hatas Reivetz, that the chet is by the doorstep. Zok de Groh, the chet is lying there wherever you open up a door for it. Where you make a Pesach for it, that's where the Yetzirah is going to get in. If you leave the Pesach closed and you're makbid not to let him in, then he's not going to be able to have a shlita over you. That's La Pesach Hatas Reivetz. So he wants the time and ask the Pshat Kiseche La Bukhama Oyvecha. You have to close those opportunities for the Yetzer Hara to get to you. Close those doors. That's all you have to do. The rest of the battle that HaKadosh Baruch is going to have to do for you. And he brings down, at one time there was a fellow that was convicted of murder. Right before they were going to take him to be killed, they told him, be moed on your Averis. So he said, okay, I once stole a pencil from my classmate when we were sitting together next to each other in class. I said, look at him. You're being taken now to be killed for murder. You know, you're being mizvada on taking a kid's pencil when you were a kid. He goes, no, that's the way it started. I first stole a pencil, and then I stole other things, and then I started stealing money, and then I started breaking into people's houses, and then I resorted to murder. So he was telling them where the Pesach was, where was that opening when he was a little kid. That's the Pshat Pesach Hatas Reivetz. And what we have to do is, we have to close those openings and not let the Yetzer come in. Yetzer came in. That is the Kisei Tzela Melchama. And the Melech will help us with the rest. It says in the Pasuk, about the Yifas Toyar, U'bochse es Ovia ve'es Imo Yerah Yom. She should cry over her father and mother for a month. Rashi says, we want her to cry, we want her to look mias. The Bas Yisrael will be smiling and happy and beautiful. She should look mias. There's a Mori Dikas Zayir HaKadosh. Zayir HaKadosh says, U'bochse es Ovia ve'es Imo Yerah Yomim do Chodesh Elul. Yerah Yomim is referring to Chodesh Elul. What's the pshat? Cry for the father and mother. Chodesh Elul, what does that mean? What is the remez here? So there are svarim, sifrei drush, that say the bechia on the father is crying because we have a chuka to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imor in Kabbalah is referring to Knesset Yisrael. So we cry for our father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Iman, for the welfare of Knesset Yisrael throughout Chodesh Elul. I want to hear the Ma'arit HaKibshat. It says, we say in the capital of Ledovid, Ki ovi v'imi azavuni. Even if my father and mother were to leave me, v'Hashem yasvein, Hashem would gather me in. That is the simple pshat. The Gros says, ovi v'imi is a code word for gashmias. The father, the Chazal say, he donates the white chelik of the person. The mother then donates the flesh, the red, the blood with the flesh. So that's the gashmi, is the chelik of the person. Also, a father and mother, they pamper their child when he's younger, and immediately he picks up a tendency of indulging in gashmias. When I forsake, when I leave the gashmias in the world, then Hashem will gather me in. That's when I'll get a true connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the thing that's massive between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The gashmias in this world. When I forsake Hashem, and he tights us up by Esther, it says, Ki ein lo ov v'ein. She never had that pampering when she was a child, and in Melech she was zeichet to Ruach HaKadosh. He also tights us the pasuk, Al kinyazav odemes oveves imoy v'dovak v'ishtoy. Ishtoy is eishes chayal v'toyver. When you forsake the gashmias, so then you'll talk to be zeichet to ishtoy the toyver. So that's the way he tights us the pasuk over here. That's the Pshat of Boxes of Yves, Imo Yerach Yomim. In Elul, we have to cry over the fact that the Oven Aim, the Gashmias, it took us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the year. And now in Elul, we're doing tshuva for that. Boxes of Yves, Imo Yerach Yomim, Do Chodesh Elul. This is referring to Chodesh Elul. Pasuk says, Ki Yel Ish Ben Seir V'mayr. So Rashi says over here, why does Ben Sayer and Meir get Nisa? What did he do? So he ate a certain amount of meat, he drank a certain amount of wine. But why does he deserve Nisa? So Chazal say, Rashi Mizan Chazal, Ben Sayer and Meir needn't al shame Seifei. He's being judged by the end result of what's going to happen because of his behavior. Mutav Yom Zakai, Val Yom Chai. If you don't kill him now, Seifei Melastim and Sabrias, he's going to rob and he's going to kill. The famous question, which we've spoken about this previously in the past, is L'chayr L'gmar Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amid Beis says that we don't judge a person only with V'maisav Shaloysa Shah. Not what's going to be in the future. And we learn it out from Yishmael. It says by Yishmael, by Yishmael Ekim El Koyl Hanar Ba'asher Husham. He judged the Rufi, the Madrega that he was on there. And Rashi brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Malachi Asherah said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shleima, this person's children are going to end up killing your children. During Churban Bayis Rishon, the famous Maisa, when the Yidden were going, running away from Eretz Yisrael, they were running away from the Nebuchadnezzar, and they were thirsty. So the Ishmael pretended like they gave them salty fish to eat, and then they gave them flasks that supposedly had water in it. They were so thirsty, and they sucked it in, they were empty, they sucked in the air, and they were nifted. So Banecha, his children, that are going to end up killing your children, now you're going to save him? Bashar Hosham. Maisa right now, he's not chayim, but may I'm saving Bashar Hosham. So what's the good why Ben Sarah Mayor is needing Al Shem Seifei? And here, he's not needing Al Shem Seifei. He used to say different pshatim in the past, but I just saw now pshatim in Yisrael Salanta says, when is a person not needing Al Shem Seifei? When do we say Bashar Hosham? If his behavior right now will not affect the future. There's no connection between his behavior right now and the future. The way he acts right now, his behavior right now is directly going to lead to his killing people. He's giving it to his taiva. He's breeding taiva, making it bigger and bigger. That will be the garden of him himself killing people. By Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Be'etzim Yishmael himself is going to do tshuva. And his behavior right now, even though it's not proper, that's not going to have any shaykhs with his children later on. So he was judged by Shehusham. Mashenki, the Ben Sayru Meir, his actions of right now have a direct effect on what's going to happen later. The Meir, he's needing Al Shem Seifei. So Shalom Shadron Zatzal, he said, this would be Shol Salanta. So he said that we come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us with our Madrega right now. Maisa throughout the year went out of the same Madrega as right now. And we want him to judge us right now. We went through an Elul and Aser Shimei Tshuva. So we have to be careful that whatever Madrega we're on right now should not affect us adversely in the future. Because when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu judge by Sher Husham? If whatever we are right now will not have any negative effects for the future. But if we do contain certain hanhages that will have an adverse effect in the future, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to look at the future. This is something a person has to be careful for when he wants to be judged with Fias Madrega during the Yom Nehron. Pasuk says, you should burn the badness out from your midst, and all of Klal Yisrael should hear and see what happens to the Ben Sayyid Amir. So Sefi Yalkuda Urim says a very nice part. There's a remez over here, how to be mashpi on others, and to be mechanav them b'derech hayosher. The Gemara says in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches, kshoit atzmecho, v'achakak kshoit acherim. If you want your words to be heard by others, you want to be mashpi on others, you first have to perfect yourself in certain inyanim, and then you can dash into others about it. So Dabi Yadua, Sapa Rebbe, that's how I used to say, Dabi Yadua, that the Gedolim never spoke about an inyan to others unless they knew that they were perfect in that inyan. They were mekayimus kshayt atzmucha v'achakach kshayt acherim. So the Yalka Da'urim Taiches, uviyarto haramik yirbecha, you're going to get rid of the badness from within yourself, then the Chol Yisrael Yishmul Biro. Then others will hear from you and they will follow you. But if you still have that bechina within yourself, then you can't expect to be mashpi on others. My Rosh Hashiva, that's our gift, that's how he used to say always. It says in Pirkei Yovis, Hu Hoya Oimer. He used to say, the Parshat Pshat was that this tzaddik constantly used to say, the gift is that's how he used to teach, Hu. It was the he, his way of living, that was Hoya Eimer. They didn't have to hear it from him verbally. They were able to see it from his actions. He was mashpi on all those around him. So a beautiful story with the Chabina Rav Zatzal. There was a strafe in Yerushalayim, and a number of houses were burnt down, and there were mishpachas that were left without anything. So there was a committee of askonim that got together to collect money from them. So they came to the Chabina Rav. He should write a letter of approbation. You know, it's an important inyan. So the Chabina Rav said, I can't sign the letter right now. Come back tomorrow and I'll write you a letter. And they were wondering, my high, Josephus, you know, it's not such a big deal. Sit down and write a letter. All of a sudden, the Chabina Rav's son-in-law walked in. He says, excuse me, one second. He speaks to his son-in-law. He comes back and says, okay, now I can write the letter. Koram Aikosover, Vahashtam Aikosover. What happened all of a sudden? He said like this. For me to write a letter for Yidden to give money, I have to be the first one to give. I didn't have any money on me. The mail, I could not write the letter to be tevei from other people to give. My son-in-law walked in, I borrowed some money from him, and now I can give some mail. Now I'm going to write the letter. I said, if you want your words to tackle fall, to be able to be mashpi on others, you yourself have to be holding on that bechem. So beautiful words from the Chassam Sofer in this week's parasha. Ki sivne ba'is chodosh, build a new house. You should build a fence around the roof. Do not place a sakana of bloodshed in your house. Someone might fall off of it, and then, you know, it'll be a terrible tragedy. So we'll see some akhil gagach. Taishtuch sam soifer. He said, Nabai's chodesh, when you come to do tshuva and you want to rebuild your house, your pnimi is that your house should be new. How do you make sure, how do you ensure that you're able to hold on to that madrege? We'll see some akhil gagach. You have to build fences. You have to make siyogim. You have to make gedorim guidelines and accept upon yourself new anhagas. And with that, you can keep the madrega. However, don't make it too difficult upon yourself that it'll be a mikshul. Because if you make it too difficult for yourself, that could only cause an afila for yourself. Right? You have to make siyogim, you have to make gedorim. Over, don't make it in a way. The problem's going to end up coming from yourself because you overdid it. So I touched some cipher. It's not to go to the extreme. Pasuk says, you shouldn't see the shor of your brother and hide yourself from it. Rashi says, don't make yourself not see it, like you hide your eyes if you don't see it. So I saw her heart on this. No wonder shook. If a fellow doesn't want to be Mekayim the mitzvah, he's not going to listen to what the Torah says. Right? And if he wants to be Mekayim the mitzvah, why would he hide from it? Right? What's the pshat? Either he'll do it or he won't, but what's the pshat? He'll hide from it. So he brings down, so one of the svarim brings down the shame. The Rav of Gates said, I'm going outside of the Ritzal Rakov, say Ritzal of the Bracha. You know him?
I heard
of wasn't there when you were
there? No.
I have one of his svarim. So anyway, he said the pshat like this. We're talking about a person that be'etzim is Mekayim the mitzvahs. But sometimes a person gets lazy, and sometimes a person's yetzahar gets the better of him. And we'll sort of like find a teirim, I'm not really chayv in this case, I'm not really this, I'm not really that. And that Rashi says, that you shouldn't be malum ayin. Don't make yourself as if, you know, you're not in the situation. You know, you're mechuyev to do it. Don't find a teirim and don't find easy way out. You have to pursue a mitzvah. Don't hide yourself from the mitzvah by finding a teirim. The pasuk goes on to say, do not cause your brother to take interest from you. Neshech oichel, neshech kol dover asher yishach. This is an isra on the person that's giving the ribs. Don't give ribs to someone. Don't cause him to be over on an aveir. There's another pasuk in Parshas Bahar, as kasbech oichitin loy b'neshech, that's said on the person that's lending the money with ribs. But this pasuk over here is talking about the one that's giving the ribs. Don't cause your brother to take ribs from you. Chazal say that somebody that lends money with ribs, he's not going to get up by Tchias HaMeser. So what's that? The Chumra Advan, you see terrible things. Lending money to Ribbis was a very Chumriyistic thing. Why is it so Chumra? So I saw the Sefer Darish Mordechai, going to Mordechai Druk, that's how. He brings down a verse from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, L'gabi Shiluach HaKein. Beautiful Machshava that we've said in the past, and he applies it here to Ribbis. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneveld said, it says, do not take the mother while she's on the children. Send her away, and then go. So Dr. Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, the halacha is that if you send the mother away and she comes back, you're allowed to keep her. It's only while she's on the children you're not allowed to take her. But if you send her away, and the Rambam brings this down in the halacha, if you send her away and she comes back, you're allowed to take her. So anyway, you're allowed to take the mother and the children. What difference does it make if she's on the children, or if you send her away and then she comes back? Well, I'm not coming. He says, when you come to the nest and the mother is on the nest, why is the mother still there? But Derech HaTeva, she should fly away. A bird sees a person, flies away right away. Why is she still on the nest? Because she has that extra rachmanis on her children. You know, she wants to fly away. She wants to run away for her life. But she has her children underneath her, and she's using that motherly love, that motherly rachmanis, to take care of her children. So it comes out that you are utilizing her motherly rachmanis to go against her. And to manage to capture her, because she was using her instincts of rachmanis for her children, that's a tremendous achzarius. A yid is b'teva, rachmanim by shonim going like chasodim. And what if she leaves already, right? She ran away, now she comes back, sounds like you're allowed to keep her. It's b'davka loisika ha'ein alhabonim. Don't take her while she's on the children, because what you're doing is you're taking advantage of her motherly rachmanis that you're not allowed to do. That's a tremendous achzarius. The Zdorish Mordechai by Ribbis. The olden days, even today probably, when a person comes to take a loan, he's destitute, he doesn't have money, he can't survive, well, you know. So what are you doing? You're taking his terrible matzah and you're utilizing it for self-aggrandization. You're utilizing his matzah, where he's in a lowly matzah, and utilizing it for your own purposes. That is a terrible azar. Person should be careful, you know, chas v'chalil to do that. And when you do it, then the nashamayim, they don't have rachmanis. There's terrible anshim that are said for that. He says, agavurcha sometimes, fellow doesn't have money, goes up for an aliyah, and the gabba makes mishbech. Mishbech is saying, babushinadav, you know, you hold that. You know, keep it down. You have to understand what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Your mom with the babushinadav, you don't have to make a big announcement over it. I heard a moyudik in Maisa from Roshon Shvat. He said there was an organization in Yerushalayim that used to give out stipends for people that needed it. So this gabbai of the tzedakah used to be open every Thursday. The covered the coming Erev Shabbos shopping. He was open up every Thursday. And then, just for the people that couldn't make it Thursday, he also opened up for a while on Erev Shabbos Mamish. Fellow comes Thursday and he gets his check. Then the next day he comes back again. Yesterday already. She gets all frustrated, he winds up, and he patches the gabbe across the face. Gabbe is like, mom's stunned. He tells his shamish, run after him right now and give him another check. She says, why? He patched you this year, you give him up. She says, if a person was that desperate, he was in such a matzah that he gave me a patch when I helped him, shmam, you know, it's a very desperate matzah, and he taki needs another check. What's he then? You know, that's the pshat. A person has to have that sensitivity. He has to feel that sensitivity. And that's something, don't take advantage of the aim al abonim. Don't take advantage of a person when he's in his dochi, the kamatzit. A person has to have a sensitivity. Let's finish off with a beautiful word from the Chedush Yerim. By Amalek it says, V'hoya v'aniyach Hashem alakech alakom yisoveh ba'aretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu, he will let you rest from your enemies. Asher Hashem lekech anoyshu l'chanach l'lorishto timche azeicher amoi mitachas hashamayim loy tishkoch. You shouldn't forget. Practice the Chedush Yerim. How can the Torah give us a tzivu not to forget? Forgetting is something that a person that happens in the Melech. As much as you try to remember, but if you're going to forget, you're going to forget. It's very hard to guard against forgetting. How could the Torah give you a tzivu of not to forget? So Yushirim says a beautiful text. David HaMelech says, "La'olam le'eshkach pikudecha, I will never forget your commands, ki bonchi sani, because they are the source of my life. When something is the source of your life, something is so important in living, that's something that's a chelik of you that you don't forget. He's the most common palm of the fellows in a frenzy, whatever, he's not going to forget to put on his pants. That he's not going to forget to do. Why? That's a chelik of his being. Right? You might forget added things, but chalakim that are the basics of living, you're not going to forget that. David HaMelech says, the Torah is the basis, that's my chiyus, that's my essence. Says that's the pshat over here. You have to realize Amalek is the biggest sakana to you. You know, and Amalek is a threat to life. And if that's the case, if you realize that's the case, Mamela Lois Sishkach, I don't have to command you to do it. Something that's the basic essence of your life, you're not going to forget. He brings down a nice that Shulay Diskin one time came into his house and he told his Rebbetzin, Oi, I forgot Yalav Yomi today by Mincha. So the Rebbetzin said, wait a minute, you must be sick. They took his temperature and Taki, his temperature was like, who knows, he was Taki very sick. So the Rebbetzin to her was a Dabar, that if he forgot Yalav Yomi, he must be very sick. So Shalom Shadron said over this nice to the Brisker of. He says, they say, Ramaisa, that we should lay this kid, he must have forgotten Yalav Yovel. Rizkosa says, he could not have forgotten Yalav Yovel, it's impossible. Yeah? He said, over again. They say, Rabbi Shulay Diskin. He said, Rabbi Shulay Diskin did not forget Yalav Yovel. There's no such thing. It's impossible. It's not Chayim and Mitzias. He wasn't willing to accept it because he understood Rabbi Shulay Diskin, his Mitzias was. You know, if this is a chayla, give us Mitzias, he's not going to forget. He says the story, there's something wrong with the story. He was not willing to let him get past Rabbi Shulay forgot Yalav Yovel. And I think there's another mice I saw. Beautiful story. The Baron Kotlas, that's how one of his visits to Eretz Yisrael, so he was walking together with his shver, this is Al Meltzer. You're talking and learning. All of a sudden, the Baron stops the discussion, and he starts running quickly two blocks down. And he takes that money and he gave money to a nani. And he comes back. So he says, Alma says, like, what happened? Why were you so, in such a rush to give him money? So he says, when I was here 2 years ago, he asked me for money. I didn't have any money on me. So I remember now, I recognized him, so I meant to give it to him. So Mrs. Alman told someone, don't think that Rabbi Aaron remembered the yoni because of his tremendous memory. He remembered the yoni because it's so a chelik of him to do chesed with others. That's a chelik of his essence, that when he couldn't do that chesed, it stuck with him forever. The kemach is his tremendous avos hamitzvahs, his tremendous yirah shamayim. That's the pshat over here, like sishkach. Don't forget it. If you realize this is your essence, your memela not going to forget it. A good Shabbos, everyone.